This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jenna Cameron, Jen Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you all for rolling this Thursday morning. Well, big day, because the Phils have made it a big day. They get to buy. You know, it really is like the Phillies won a playoff round last night. That's essentially what they accomplished. Now, it doesn't come without some risk. We all know the reality in recent years where teams that have gotten buys have struggled in baseball. So we know that. But look, we wanted to see the bye. We've seen it. It's happened. And now they will try with only three rounds to win the World Series to get the whole thing done. We'll talk about that. We'll do a lot on the Eagles today. Play the Bucks in 3 days. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Plus Jason Kelce coming up at 7:30 today. Richie Rich, good morning.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The kiwi is the national bird of New Zealand.
Okay.
It cannot fly. It lives in a hole in the ground. It's almost blind. It lays one egg every year. And despite all that, it's survived for more than 70 million years.
And this is Australia?
Wow.
It's New Zealand.
New Zealand. I got to rip those Zealanders. I mean, if it's a bird of it just doesn't fly, doesn't do anything, it stays in a hole, then why is it a national whatever?
It's a pretty big bird, too. Like, I didn't realize.
You're hating on ostriches, ostrich boy?
It's the smallest of, like, the ostrich relatives, but it's still, like, the size of a chicken. These things are big, and they're blind, and they just dig holes and sit there in them.
Well,
yeah, they're very hardy.
I feel like Joe could survive that way.
Joe is like a kiwi. He's like, if Joe could be a bird, maybe he would gravitate most toward kiwi. Yeah.
What I'd like to be is a bear and just hibernate.
That's basically what this is, more or less. That is the life
bird,
of hibernate.
But you have wings.
And you're basically blind. That works out well, too.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, so let's hit it here. So, Phils, let's just tackle this quickly, and then we'll get to the Eagles. Nice job. I mean, so first off, bad job by me. I actually thought when we did the show yesterday, magic number was one. It was two for the Phillies to clinch that bye. So they get it, which is outstanding, obviously courtesy of a Phils win and a Brewers loss. You worried, John, about the bye? Does it concern you a bit?
I have not seen this for our Phillies, so I am not worried per se, but I understand.
We have seen the Braves, though. We have seen, like, we didn't watch all those other series. Like, we didn't see the Yankees and the Dodgers.
We've seen awesome teams fall by the wayside because they sat around for a week. And I was cool. I was cheering on from the sideline for that stuff, but. No, I kind of feel like this is uncharted territory that is dicey, that I am nervous about navigating.
Yeah, I am too.
So I haven't seen it. So I don't trust that we will do this well.
Yeah, I mean, we'll say. I mean, you know, it'll be
part
fun.
Of why I think we're going to do well this postseason. Part of why I feel like this is a special one is because we've got a couple tries at it, and because they, you know, bank those failures and remember and use that information moving forward to better their chances.
Yeah.
I don't think that applies in this case.
Well, no, this is different for them. So, look, we'll talk to Ruben tomorrow. He'll join us in studio coming up at 7 o'clock today, you know, on how an organization should navigate this. I mean, my hope is that they play multiple fake games. What would they call that in soccer, Seltzer? A friendly.
A friendly.
Let's play a friendly. My team against your team in a friendly. Wheeler versus Nola.
at the ballpark, I guess, next week. All right, so seriously, I really hope they get at it and play hard baseball because
why
I think
did you why did you get that voice?
Because
what was
I
that
hate
voice?
Because I hate the term friendly in soccer. Okay. Just call it a freaking exhibition game.
So what? So that's the I hate the friendly voice.
Yes, that's the, like that I hate the friendly thing, voice.
The boorish, friendly voice.
Yeah, correct. Like that. I like it.
All right, so
I'm a fan.
So part celebration, obviously, of the bye, but part legitimate question to you. You know, how do you think the Phillies should navigate it? And does it concern you a bit? I don't think it shouldn't concern you at all because we've seen a lot of teams get clipped in recent years after getting it. So what do you make of it? We'll discuss that, obviously, frankly, for the next week and a half until they play their first playoff game, which will be two Saturdays from now, game one of the NLDS, which will be at Citizens Bank Park. All right, let's get to the Eagles as well. So game versus the Bucs on Sunday. It'll be really interesting talking to Jason Kelce. He'll be in studio 7:30 to 8:30 for an entire hour with us. You know, John, let's kind of, bring it back to Jalen Hurts. Because yesterday, and for a good portion of this week, we've talked about Nick Sirianni. And rightfully so. You know, I think that his decisions from the other day, and just the whole thing from last season to the offseason, have made Sirianni obviously one of the two big, centerpiece topics of the Eagles. But the Hurts thing has kind of been more obscured this week because Sirianni had rose to the fore of conversation. Mm-hmm. So, similar to yesterday, I'd like everyone, if you're listening to us right now at 215-592-9494, if you're inclined to call, to, as we did yesterday at this time, get on the record about Nick Sirianni. It's really the same question slash topic, just switch in person. Get on the record with where you stand on the Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Short term, long term, where are you at? I mean, the whole Hurts shebang, it's year five, big contract. Obviously, he's had major success. He's got a remarkable winning percentage. But we saw major issues down the stretch last year. Start of the season, despite a 2-1 record, I think it had been extremely uneven, to say the least. John, get on the record. And again, everyone, 215-592-9494. Finish the sentence, same sentence as yesterday, just swapping out a name. Instead of Sirianni, the name is Hurts. And we ask you, Jalen Hurts is what, John Ritchie?
He's elite. He is the quarterback I believe in. He needs to be better.
I'm surprised you still think he's elite. You really believe that?
I think he's a top 10 quarterback.
See, I don't use top 10 for elite. Just for my definition, just to be clear what our definitions are. I consider elite to be top 5-ish. 5 or 6. Okay. 4 to 6. You know, there were years where, like, the Roethlisberger and the Russell Wilsons were, like, 4-6.
By the end of this season, he will be top 5. I believe that. Well, that's how I feel
about Jalen. That's a declaration.
I don't think he's there now. And I am troubled by that. That bothers me. I've seen him take steps back. But I understand that that's in new offenses. I understand that's with different coaches taking over and coming in and leaving and, passing in and out. But I believe in him. He's looked healthier. He's looked faster.
He has.
That's a big deal. That was a major worry for many.
Yep.
He has been accurate. He's been strong. He's been a good leader. And we haven't seen, we actually have seen him try to pick up his, congeniality with teammates. Like, hey, I'm a leader, but I'm also going to be Mr. Talkative. Also, because the team wants him to be Mr. Talkative, too. I appreciate that he's trying to be flexible on that front. As per the Eagles, he is a young player. You know, he's what, 26 years old, playing like a top 10 quarterback, but the inconsistency, the turnovers this season going back to last season. So it's like these three games and going back 10 games last year, it hasn't been as clean. And I have changed in my perception of, okay, this guy really values the football. He really knows what to do with the football. I've changed my idea to this guy needs more help than what he was getting. This guy needed last year a better structure in place that would give him the hot route, the site adjust.
Well, he has it, right?
He has it now this year.
Okay.
And the point is, he is playing better, and this offense is doing better against the blitz. That was the big question. Holy cow, Jalen has got this responsibility on his shoulders now. He's setting the calls. He's declaring the mic. You know, he's changing the protections. He's audibilizing at the line of scrimmage. We just saw it in this last game. He gets to a drive route to Dallas Goedert, a play that they had just run the other way, and it's flipped, and it works, and it's a huge game and it gain, and it helps us win the game. Those little things like that really do add up and matter. We saw it helped us win. Like, we have a W in the column because Jalen got to that play.
Yeah.
That matters. So all offseason, we're so worried about the blitz. He's doing great against the blitz. You know, check it off. That's a test that he has passed thus far. He needs to continue to improve. He needs to continue to do well. But remember, this is his first time running the show against the blitz in this offense with these players. And now the players that he thought he had are being ripped away from him. You said it yourself. A.J. Brown, the best player on this team. Now the best player on this team is no longer at his disposal, yet he's winning the game. Anyway, well, he's winning the game without Devontae Smith.
Now, that was impressive. And I'll tell
additionally,
you, the reality is he just went from maybe the best duo of receivers in the NFL to maybe the worst. Like,
Half his offensive line was missing. And this is a quarterback who depends upon all of that, the run and the pass melding together and mattering.
Yeah.
It all needs to work.
So, you know, there's a lot on this, and obviously he's been as you know, as Carson used to be, as Randall used to be, as Donovan used to be, an often discussed athlete that you know, people kind of come down on both sides of. Like, here's what I'll say about Jalen Hurts. I mean, there's a lot to say, but I'll try to sum it up this way. I am concerned about him. You know, you guys have known I've felt that way for a while now. I think he is only a slightly above average quarterback. I don't think he's elite, nor do I think he's top 10. Now, obviously, we've seen him be both top 10 and tremendously elite, but I don't think he is anymore. I mean, we saw Carson get there and then not. It happens. I fear it has happened to him, not to the same extent, but I don't think he's a top 10 quarterback. You know, I give him tremendous credit for being tough. I think he's incredibly admirable. I think he's a good guy. I think he's got a decent enough arm. It's not a spectacular arm, but it's an arm you can clearly win with. I do agree with John. He looks a bit more athletic than last year, which is really good. But here's the basic bottom line as I see it. He's got to be better. And we can go with all the reasons how and why and all that, pocket presence and all that sort of stuff, not turning the ball over. But I'll just big picture it this way. He's got to be better. One, to justify a $250 million contract. Two, for this team to make a deep run and or to win the Super Bowl. Period, end of story. Like, they can't win a Super Bowl, and frankly, I don't think they can actually come close to winning the Super Bowl, meaning make a deep run, unless he plays better. So, you know, I am concerned. This isn't like, you know, throw him out time. It's not that. This isn't, you know, mid-2020 season of Carson Wentz. This isn't after the 2020 season of Carson Wentz. But it feels to me very 2019 Carson Wentz, early part of the year before the surge at the end when people were back on board. Like, it feels to me like there should be real questions of whether he's going to be the long-term quarterback of the Eagles. And the good news is he's going to get an opportunity, and we are going to get an opportunity, and the Eagles are going to get an opportunity to see how this thing plays out over the next, you know, whatever's left, 14 games this year and beyond. We'll find out. I am concerned. I think he's above average, but only slightly.
I think it was John's fault.
I wasn't there. Don't know what happened. I blame John. But then again, what do I really know? People think I'm wrong on Jalen Hurts. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. But I wasn't wrong on Carson. See, James, that's the thing I've got in this conversation. It's the, yeah, but I wasn't wrong on Carson.
Yeah, but because of Carson doesn't mean that he's Jalen.
No,
like,
it doesn't.
Exactly. What are the odds that two quarterbacks in a row would be the same?
Well,
We
watched Jalen try to take too big a bite at times, and that does not mean he turns into Carson Wentz. Like,
no.
I think in your mind, you say, wow, there's a trait. Oh, there's a similarity. Bang! Carson Wentz, I'm done. I'm out. Joe, you need to reset and reframe and realize that this is a different human.
Well,
this is a different individual.
Look, he's
in
different
every way.
And he's better. But here's the thing I'll say about, you know, some people say there's, you know, a quarterback coach can be a quarterback whisperer. Like, Seltzer, you've heard that term, the quarterback whisperer, right? This guy, you know, imparts knowledge to the QB and helps him be better. I think of myself as the Philadelphia whisperer. I'm telling you the truth. We'll see if you accept it. Rhea, all right, before we go to the phones, yes. Rhea,
we need to cut that. That was absolute silence. I loved that absolute silence.
Yes!
You want to talk about pin drop? It was like beyond pin drop. That was like a vacuum in the void of a black hole in the middle of space.
I was joking.
There's no pin dropping because there's no gravity because it's a black hole. That was awesome.
All right, Rhea, yes. Jalen Hurts is what?
Very good quarterback. Not
you,
great.
You still think
not
so?
Elite. Yeah, I wow. do. I do. I saw. I mean, I'm seeing a little. Like he's got. I looked at the interception is more on Devontae than is him. There is no excuse for the fumble, and he's got to be a better decision maker. That's to me. If he is a better decision maker, he can move up into that elite. I see a guy who's hanging in the pocket. He's, you know, what he did in the fourth quarter. His numbers that he had in the fourth quarter against the Saints were pretty impressive.
Yeah, they were.
I am curious, the Bucs, you know, what they'll do, although they've got 16 players on their injury report.
Yep.
That's astonishing.
Yeah, we'll see. Look, it'll be fascinating to see the Todd Bowles thing after last year and prior times against the Eagles, you know, because you know he's going to bring the heat. It's what he does. And to John's point, I agree. I mean, the Eagles have gotten so much better at that this year. So that's a big thing they've improved on. But man,
well, that's the thing. Let's see how much he brings the heat. We know that's part of his identity, or at least it has been in the past against us. We know that there was a camera that caught players on Todd Bowles' team saying he can't read about our quarterback, talking about the way he reads a defense.
2021, so a couple years ago now.
A long time ago. This is brand spanking new Jalen entering the NFL and guys saying that about him. But that has been a sticking point, and every year Jalen's asked about that.
Yeah.
It's brought back up again. We need to see our team defeat the blitz early and often in this game, they have for the most part this season, because they're just going to keep bringing it, especially Todd Bowles. I look at this as like the test, like the truest test that we've had. This will turn the faucet if we do what we are set out to do.
No, it'd be great if they play well against the blitz in this game.
Yeah, turn the faucet off. Like, if you beat Todd Bowles and his blitz packages and stuff, like, other teams are really going to sit back and think, okay, maybe we need to rethink our approach.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Jalen is what? You tell us. You know, he's now, 4 years and three games into this journey. We hope it goes on for a long time and that he justifies being the Eagles quarterback for 10 or more years. But, you know, we'll see. Let's kick it off with Greg. Greg, what do you make of it? Jalen is what?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, buddy.
And happy belated to James. I hope he had a great dinner with his family.
Thanks, pal. It was great.
Thank you. He's very good. And he's not going to be elite because of what I saw over the weekend. Hmm. And I'm talking arm strength, guys, and ball release. What I saw from the quarterback down in Washington, just the release of the ball, how quickly it gets to a receiver.
Yeah, he's definitely not elite there. You know, Greg, I'm struck by something you said. So you said he's very good but not elite, which I think a lot of people would agree with. I wouldn't, but I'll tell you what I'm particularly struck by. He was elite. And one thing that I think we haven't talked enough about this year, while there does seem to be some more athleticism back, the read option quarterback keeper is not working. It's just not. And I wonder how much of that is, you know, defensive coordinators have adjusted, and how much of that is, you know, Jalen's not as physically spry as he was the first 3 years, even though better than last year. So to your point,
Part
Greg,
of it is like, if it's not there, if it's not completely there, he's not trying for it at all. Part of that is if he pulls, and, you know, if he deems it a pull read and decides he's going to keep it himself, if there's any collapse, he's saying, okay, I'm done.
Right.
I'm going down.
And, Greg, here's kind of my point. To your point about his arm, which obviously is not an elite arm, although it's good enough to win with, but it's not elite. It's like if the zone read keeper isn't there, can he be elite without a bazooka or better processing in the pocket?
Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
Number one, you look at Mahomes, even the Buffalo quarterback and Josh Allen. And some of these other guys, they can make players better.
Allen has both of those arms.
An all-time arm.
Those are both all-time arms. Yeah. Those are magnificent arms, like off-the-chart arms that are kind of unfair to compare to.
Well, not really if you want to put somebody in an elite category.
I agree. That's right.
I guess you're right. But Josh Allen,
other guys.
When Josh Allen came out of Wyoming, that was the talk. It was, holy cow, get a load of this Josh Allen kid.
Right, right.
Wait till you see the bazooka strapped to him. He's got a lot of work to do in every other area. Yeah. But the one area that was greatest was arm. That was Josh Allen.
All right, so here's the deal. In addition to all the Jalen conversation and Phillies with the bye and all that, you've also got a chance to win a really cool prize today, and that's to see Kevin Hart. Pair of tickets to see Kevin Hart's Acting My Age tour at the Met Philadelphia happening in December 6th, to see Kevin Hart. Now, you can purchase tickets at Ticketmaster.com. You can also just win them here today, which obviously we're going to do over the span of the next couple hours. And here's how we're going to do it. When you call in today, you got to give us a great answer to this question. What is something notable that only happened?
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com.
One time. Now here's why I asked that. Back in the 1970s, the Baltimore Orioles on this date had the fourth pitcher in their rotation get to 20 games that season. 20 wins. They had four different pitchers win 20 games. It's an incredible accomplishment. It's only happened one time in baseball history. Well, we're going to push aside the sports answers here today because we know those answers. You know, Joe DiMaggio's hitting streak and blah, blah, blah. You know, all the notables that have only happened once to certain levels. We'll ask you today, non-sports, what has happened only one time that stands out as a notable example of something that happened only once? The best non-sports answer, whoever provides it at 215-592-9494, is going to win the pair of tickets to see Kevin Hart. Let me give you an example. President Taft, who most people probably know the name, President Taft, was also a Supreme Court justice. You probably don't know that. He's, you know, what happened only once? There's only been one president that, after he was president, moved over to the U.S. Supreme Court. John, give me an example. James and Rhea, everyone today at 215-592-9494. A non-sports thing that only happened once. John, what do you got here?
This is like not interesting to anyone else in any way, but I graduated from college and I didn't think it was going to happen.
That's a different kind of answer.
Thing. It really came close to not happening, man, because of statistics. But thank goodness, I had an old cousin named Josephine, who was in her 80s, who got in touch with me again for the first time in my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I discovered a new relative, and she was planning to drive up to the Bay Area all the way from San Diego. I don't know this lady really that well yet. Yep. She seems so sweet and kind, and she's my relative. I'm so excited about my new relative, but I don't even know if I'm going to qualify. Like, she's coming up because I'm graduating. My parents are flying across the country because I'm supposed to be
graduating.
And
you're feeling the heat. Yeah.
I didn't know if I was really going to be graduating. It was down to the wire.
That's scary. That is scary. Yeah. All right, what happened only once, non-sports guys? This is for Kevin Hart tickets. Give us great answers. Seltzer, what do you got?
Not a winning answer, but Marie Curie is the only person to win two scientific Nobel Prizes. Only happened one time.
I mean, that's pretty damn cool, man.
Jeez.
I mean, that's two more than I got, I'll tell you that.
Rhea, give me
two more than I'll ever have. Rhea, give me an answer. What do you got here?
I think this is a fun fact. Only a single submarine has been sunk while both it and its attacker were submerged.
Now, let me understand.
Only one time.
Only one time. What happened?
Only one time has a submarine been sunk while both it and its attacker, another submarine, were submerged, both underwater. So in World War II.
Very funny. I go and check with callers, see if they have an answer. caller was saying that answer to me without knowing, because he couldn't hear it online. He's like, well, it's funny. I just found this out about the
submarine.
That's incredible. Isn't that unbelievable? Okay.
Well, buddy, you better come up with a different answer.
Sorry.
All right, look, 215-592-9. That's amazing. All right, give us great answers for what's only happened once, non-sports. Also, Brandon Marsh, what he said yesterday about the Phillies, you know, he said some stuff before the game, after the game. We'll get to some of that, some of the highlights from last night as well. Phone calls on all of it today.
Were there a lot less submarines than we thought? Does that explain this? Like, I have this idea that there were just huge fleets of submarines all over the place. Maybe there was just super small numbers.
Well, Ray, are you saying that they're normally up? They're normally up and they're not down when they sink them?
Yeah, that's what I think.
That's how I interpret it.
But you know what it is, John? We watch a lot of movies like The Hunt for Red October.
Yeah.
We think it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, that was a cool moment last night. Brandon Marsh finding out on live TV, you know, right after the Phillies had won, that the Brewers had lost and the Phillies had clinched that bye. You know, like I said earlier, it's as if the Phillies won a playoff round last night. I mean, that's, you know, pretty much the equivalent of what they did. Let's also fast forward about, 5 to 7 seconds. Because as that conversation between Marsh and Tom McCarthy and John Kruk continued on, about 5 or 7 seconds later, the crowd, obviously most of the crowd is leaving the ballpark at this point, but there's still some people in there, and there's some people, you know, in the area where Marsh is, you know, as he's getting interviewed. And the crowd starts realizing that the Phillies have gotten the bye. This is also a cool moment. Seconds after that audio that Maria just played, then this happened.
You know, that's huge. Huge for our arms, you know, Wheeler, Nola, Sanchi, Ranger. Huge for all those guys, just to get them another little series off, some more treatment, you know, all that stuff, you know. So it's that's a great feeling. I think that's what everyone's celebrating.
Yes,
right
they
now.
Are. Yes, they are.
Isn't this amazing that this crowd stays to watch the Brewers and the Pirates?
I know. You can't make it up. I'm getting chills right now, man. This is what it's all about, man.
Really cool.
Why didn't he name Taiwan? He said Wheeler, Nola, Sanchi, Ranger.
I noticed that too, John.
Yeah. I didn't even think about it. That's great.
Well, I did notice that he put Sanchez before Ranger.
Yeah, he almost forgot. I noticed that it felt like he almost forgot Ranger. That's what I noticed. It's like, oh, and Ranger.
But think about that. Ranger has been down. Ranger has not been Ranger.
Yep. All right, so let's get a lot of calls in here on Jalen Hurts, on the Phillies getting the bye, and on everything here, including your chance to win the Kevin Hart tickets today. We're looking for what only happened once that is not sports. All right, let's go to Dan in Philadelphia. Hi, Dan.
What up, crew? How are we today?
Doing well, Dan.
Joe, I had an answer for yesterday's question for fictional.
Yeah, well, you're late to the game.
I know, but I was going to say you were the king of the prom and Judy was the king queen of the prom.
It's not fair. It's not nice. You do not. Dan, let me explain something to you.
Wait. I was supporting you by saying it was fictional.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I spun that around.
Because you got very lucky. As I was about to tell you, I'm going to continue this. I'm going to sue you one of these days. This is slander or libel or whichever one's the spoken word.
Do you know which one's the spoken word?
Slander.
Thank you.
You have a higher bridge, you know, bar to pass for that because you're a public figure.
Public figure. But, I mean, Dan does nothing but spread falsities about me. And it's inappropriate.
You lit the fire. I love you.
All right, Dan, what do you got on the sports scene?
I think, well, first of all, congratulations to the Phillies. I'm always skeptical about those long layoffs, so hopefully that doesn't come to bite us. I mean, it's good for the team, for the rest, but I always think, like, sometimes rest mess up, think, you know.
No question. But different than football to a large extent. I mean, football, there's empirical evidence that it helps you. Now, at times it doesn't work, but there is clear evidence. You get that by, it helps you. Man, baseball, like, we don't have a ton of evidence in baseball history because of this kind of layoff consistently, because it's only been a few years now where, you know, it's not a one-game wild card. It's now a three-game wild card. So then the teams that advance and get the bye have to wait longer. It's not great. I mean, it's not great.
In baseball, you're either on a hot streak or a slump, and whatever stops the hot streak,
I mean, frankly, the best examples probably would be, and there are through the years examples, like the Rockies in 07, cruised to the World Series, just cruised there. But they got there so early that by the time the other series finished in the American League, whatever that was, I think
the Red Sox,
like the Rockies were cooked.
You know that also happened in the Lakers. You know, we don't think of it in these terms, but when the Lakers in 01 lost game one of the Sixers when AI went for 48 and stepped over Tyronn Lue, the Lakers hadn't played for a long time. I mean, the Lakers literally had not lost a game in the postseason, got to the finals so early. The Sixers had to play game seven against the Bucks. I think the Lakers had like 8 or 9 days off. And that was the only day that was the only game they lost.
They had stolen two out there.
It killed me losing game two.
No.
Killed me. All right, Dan, give me a great answer. What only happened once, non-sports?
The Big Bang.
You know, there's, well, there's
that's pretty definitive.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about, there's a theory. I don't know if you guys have heard this. There's
right.
a theory that it expands and contracts and has happened many times, and there have been many big bangs. There is, I'm not making that up. That is a theory that this whole thing has happened many times, in and out, in and out, in and out. So I actually don't think that's going to be a winning answer. Just going to tell you that.
You're such a stickler with that.
Well, I mean, James, if it's happened more than once, man.
No, you can't be
Big Bang. There is one Big Bang. You're not allowed to spin science around the other way. Yeah.
No way.
Honestly, what you say science-wise, I'm out on.
Hey, the water, the condensation comes through the glass, Joe.
I made a mistake.
Okay.
All right, it's screenshot time from yesterday. So you guys know, I'll see stories and whatever, and I'll do a little screenshot and remember to use it for the show. Let me explain to you why I doubt aspects of science. Because yesterday I see a headline that says the following, and tell me if the hammer's not right or not. Here's the headline. Discovery of massive black hole jets is causing astronomers to rethink the structure of the universe. What's my point? My point is it's good that they're rethinking it, but this is why I don't buy into the dogma that what is definitely is. Maybe it's not. I mean, Pluto was a planet until it wasn't, and then it was back. Why? I don't know.
It had a better support group the second time around.
Maybe. People change their mind. They learn new things. That's why I doubt things. I don't totally push it aside.
Carbon dating.
But I doubt things like dating.
There are some things, though, that the science is has
the
been
science. You think
over,
you think so, but you don't
no,
know
but,
so.
No, but there's a point where it's like, it might not be like to
there's
the day or to the year, but the point is that
it is
exact enough where it is close enough in certain things
Here's
where you can
point.
Make you can make
ready for my point?
Statements based on
you ready for
that.
My
yes.
point?
What's your point?
I believe a million years from now, there will be more known knowledge that will help us better understand exactly when something was
of
from 37,000 years
that
ago.
That doesn't mean you just ignore.
I don't ignore, but I take it with a what? What's
no,
that?
You do.
A
you
grain
say you
of
don't
salt.
You don't buy it,
no,
though. Like, that's
the
what
thing.
You say.
Well, don't tell
it's
me
a grain of salt. You just don't believe it.
My
you
point is don't
discount
tell me,
it. That's the problem.
No, no, no.
You don't take
well,
it with
just,
a grain of salt. You actually say,
yeah, you're like, nah, I'm out on that.
Nah, here's the thing.
Not my style.
Don't tell me it's 37,543 years ago if it was 46,000 years ago. That's all I'm saying.
But it's not that far off, is the point. The point is that it's pretty damn close.
Yeah, it's off by 9,000 years. Patrick in Tabernacle. What up, Pat?
Hey, morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing well, Patrick.
Patrick.
Hey, real quick, I called for the Phils, but Jalen Hurts, to me, is not the quarterback I thought he was. That's all I'll say about that.
Mm-hmm.
Moving to the Phillies. You know, the layoff, it's a weird thing getting this layoff, but I'm totally good with it. I think my question is, are we going with Sanchez? Or,
well, we don't know. We don't know at all. I mean, we don't know who's going to pitch two and three. And then, you know, is whoever doesn't pitch of the big four, does that guy go to the bullpen or does he get game four? My guess is he goes to the bullpen because Zach Wheeler will get game four. But frankly, Patrick, we need to see the layout of the series. Sometimes you have one off day, sometimes you have two.
Yeah.
We don't know yet which
that weird off day.
Yeah, I mean, last year the Phillies benefited. There was an extra off day in one of those series. I forget which one, and it helped them. But we got to see the schedule.
Well, I was going to say, but if you're just a slot and number three per se, who is it?
Well, let me ask you this question. Who's number two? Let's address that first.
Well, you got to go Nola, Joe. What are you going to bump
I agree,
off?
But a lot of people don't.
Well, you're not going to, I mean,
Sanchez didn't
a lot
help
of people.
Himself last
Sanchez
night.
Did not look
no,
great last
him.
Night.
I know, no, I'm aware,
didn't.
But.
But there are a lot of people who think that Sanchez should start game. I'm with you. I would start Nolan game two, but it's way more than I thought it was.
Patrick, I want to play some audio. Hang on a second here. I want to play Larry Anderson. Now, let's be fair here. This is prior to yesterday's game. So L.A. is on the afternoon show with Marks. Now, who is it? Who's on the show now? I'm so confused.
Ike Spike and
Fritz. You got three names.
Really?
Marks is definitely not one of them.
Marks is not one of them, but somebody's got to get bumped. Fritz has to get bumped out of the name. Can we just
really?
Can we just go with Spike and Ike? Why is this so hard?
This is fighting words here.
Well, I'm not trying to be
Jack
rude.
Jack listens. He's probably listening
right
now.
I love Jack.
Hey, buddy.
I love him, but it's too many names for me to...
Jack, I got your back. You should be on the show.
James, and I'm just going to call it the afternoon show, and then no one gets any credit.
Okay, that's pretty rude of you, but yeah. Right.
Here's Larry Anderson yesterday.
It sounds kind of rash, but you know what?
Spike, we're all teammates here, you know?
Spike
you know,
brought
same
in
team.
All sorts of rules and rash ideas, so Joe is turning it right back around and being a little bit rash with the show.
Thank
and
you,
we're
going to
be shrapnel because of you.
We might be, but here's my new rule. Two names or no name.
This is the Joe DeCamera official position, not the morning show position.
Here's Larry Anderson yesterday. This was a very interesting answer from him about the Nola Sanchez issue.
I'll support you, by the way.
Thank you, John.
Hold on. It is a way better name. Spike and Ike is a way better name. There's no doubt.
It's just wonky, man. All right, here's L.A. on the afternoon show.
Would you consider starting him at the number two spot so his first start is at home as opposed to Nola in that first series?
I wouldn't consider it. I would absolutely do it.
Oh, there you go. Do you think Topper would consider it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a Topper. I don't know him personally, but he does seem Nola's my two. He's my guy. I'm going to put him there. So that's why I ask.
I think, I totally agree in that respect for Topper. I mean, he's the manager, and he's going to make that decision. But if it was me, I would start him here in the second game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nola's pitched. He can pitch on the road in the playoff game. He can pitch at home. I think there's a big difference between Sanchez, you know, doing it here. And that's my feeling.
All right, Patrick. So you heard what Larry Anderson said, and a lot of people believe that. What do you say?
I still stick with Nola number two.
I agree with you.
I'm still pitching Nola. You know what?
Experience matters, Patrick.
Well, Patrick, let me add this into the equation also that I don't think has gotten enough attention. We don't even know in the second round that they will play, and in the third round that they would play, you know, if they get there, if the Phillies will have home field advantage or not, meaning everyone's doing this whole Sanchez thing for the first series they play in. The whole thing could be topsy-turvy. Where's game one of the NLCS?
Also,
Where's game one of the World Series?
You just want your best pitchers earlier to have more rest so they can pitch again in series and pitch the next series and start and so on and so forth. You just want to line them up with your best guys.
And Patrick, here's the most basic way I'll put it. If you get to game five of that first round that they play, who do I want getting the second start and pitching do or die game five? For me, it's Aaron Nola.
So that we don't know the schedule. It could be a four starter and then Wheeler in that one. But I'm 100% with you if it's that situation. Or if it goes five, you want Nola being the starter for the next series.
There's a lot.
You know, there's so many ways for
that. All right, Patrick, give me an answer. What only happened once?
I'm not sure if this qualifies. The D.B. Cooper case.
You know, that's an interesting one.
Only unsolved hijacking in U.S. history, I believe.
Yeah.
That's correct.
If that's accurate, I think it qualifies. And, you know, the thing is, they jumped out of a plane, and did he survive? Did he not survive?
People are tweeting at the afternoon show to let them know what you said, just so you know. Chris Wilson. Chris Wilson. Yoga at the afternoon show. Yo, guys. WIP morning show just disrespected you guys big time. Joe DeCamera needs to be put on notice.
Rhea said it.
I did.
You know that they're going to cut the audio and play it, right? That ain't going to work.
Wasn't me. Didn't happen.
It was Shaggy, though. Flat out didn't happen.
What did Rhea say?
Rhea said that the Fritz thing has caused a problem and the name of the show's too long. And blah, blah, blah. That's what I heard Rhea say.
Yeah, I think she said it.
All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions. We actually have questions of the day today.
I'm going to call it the James WIP Morning Show from now on.
Exactly. All right, Twitter poll questions brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's tailgate season at Armin Chevy. Check the incredible lineup of SUVs at ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, first poll question is Jalen Hurts a top 10 NFL quarterback? We did this poll in the offseason. We're doing it again now as they approach, week four here.
What was it in the offseason? Do you remember?
We'll have to look it up. But I do remember more thought he was than not.
Okay.
I expect it to be less now. We'll see. Is he a top 10 QB, yes or no? Second poll question. So we still have to award the tickets from yesterday when we were giving away Kevin Hart tickets, and we're going to award them today from yesterday, courtesy of polls to determine the best character or example of a fictional royal character. Based on, we had ultimately 9 answers that we determined deserved to be, you know, let's call it semifinalists right now. So we're going to break them down, 3 per hour, different poll each hour. Here's who's eligible to win, and we'll determine in the 7 o'clock hour, well, the poll will determine who wins and advances to the finals. Which of these, best character or an example of a fictional character that's got royalty in it? A, Count Dracula. These are big
Man,
ones, by the way.
That is so huge.
I love that one.
How do you beat that?
Well, John, this cat. So this is what I'd call Seltzer lumped together. This is what you'd call, like, the classics.
That's it, Joe. That's exactly right. That's what I did.
All right, here are the classics.
I like the theme groups that,
here we go.
That you do.
The classics category. Mm-hmm. Count Dracula, King Kong, Zeus. King of the gods.
Man, Zeus is set up for failure.
All right, get voting. Tough. Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. You can react to that, of course, and weigh in. 215-592-9494. Ruben Amaro will weigh in on all of it. Coming up, Ruben joins us next. Phone calls as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on a busy day. A bye day. They got the bye.